Hi, first patient is, next patient is Tara, T-A-R-R-A, or T-A-R-A, Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-M-S. Date of birth is 12-182, 43, and today is 10-24, 42-year-old woman, 43-year-old woman, widowed since 2008, lives with her mom and her son. She was evaluated for chronic severe pain and possible hospice and palliative care at home. Period. She used to be a CNA before she quit working altogether. She's not able to drive. She has trouble with bowel and bladder incontinence at times, or bladder incontinence at times because of her severe pain. Patient has had two back surgeries in her low back, scheduled for a third one. She had a herniated disc in the low back, and now has been told she has herniated disc in her neck as well, period. She has trouble walking, left leg weakness, and severe migraine headaches, most likely related to her back issues, period. She also has a history of hypertension, DJD, chronic nausea, vomiting, and chronic pain. Medication includes Toradol on a PRN basis. She takes Norvasc 10 milligram a day, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram a day, Ativan for sleep, dose is not known, Prozac 20 milligram once a day. Patient's recent hospitalization took place for a urinary tract infection. At that time, her liver function tests were within normal limits. Her liver number tests were within normal limits. She was not anemic. Her liver her kidney function tests were okay too. Period. New paragraph. Family history: hypertension, diabetes, brain aneurysm. Patient has had a CT soft tissue and a CT of the head, which would be negative. Period for aneurysms. Per her report, I have not seen the report, of course. Other medications includes lisinopril 10 milligram a day. We talked about the amlodipine 10 milligram a day. Let's see. Today on exam, blood pressure is 130/98, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, heart positive, swim positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft neck, shoulders, and JPD, left sided leg weakness, noted neurological decreased strength on the left side, lower leg. Number two, assessment, 43-year-old woman with history of chronic pain, failed back syndrome. Patient is in need of desperate needs of pain management till she gets her surgery done on her back. This would be her third back surgery, most likely a fusion. I informed patient that she has no hospice diagnosis for hospice or palliative care at home, even though she's in severe pain, even though she's in desperate needs of help with ADL and could use help of provider services. There's nothing that indicates she has less than 6 months to live and unfortunately does not qualify for hospice care at this time. This was discussed with patient at length before leaving their residence. Period. I recommended patient to see a specialist, pain specialist, to get some pain relief before it literally drives her crazy and causes severe depression before she's scheduled for her third surgery, for her third back surgery and infusion. Thank you. Patients understands well. Thank you.